Moon Letter, Astrological Podcast.
New Moon in Pisces, 10th of March, 2024. Pisces is represented by two fish swimming in opposite directions. This might give the impression that Pisces is confused and indecisive. But when situations are complicated and unclear, then Pisces' intuition and insight provide a way through where others cannot. A way that at first glance may not seem rational or practical, but it works. Added to that, Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, and as the last sign, it carries both the seeds and the legacy of all the other signs. Pisces can be as decisive as Aries, as secretive as Scorpio, as structured as Capricorn, and so on. All this while staring blankly out of the window, or fascinated by the pattern of sunlight reflected on the surface of a river. In the last moon letter, I gave a slogan to Aquarius. For Pisces, I would suggest a quote from Tolkien, the author of The Lord of the Rings. Not all those who wander are lost. Before we look in more detail at the new moon in Pisces, a couple of comments about the general situation. Firstly, we're in a window of opportunity with all the major planets running direct. This window is open until the beginning of May, when Pluto turns retrograde and heads back towards Capricorn for any matters outstanding, before it takes up residence in Aquarius in November. Much has been written about this, and my contributions are available on the moonletter.co.uk website. The other thing to mention is that for the next few months, all the planets are bunched up together in a pattern called a bowl, packed into four signs, taking up only 3/10 of the zodiac. This suggests a very strong focus on particular areas of life. It could be an idée fixe, a fixed idea that we return to again and again, like a painter painting the same subject over and over. At the rim of the bowl are two outer planets, Uranus and Pluto. Uranus disrupts by finding new solutions, and Pluto reveals by bringing to light what is hidden. The image I get from this combination is finding a key to deal with an intractable situation. It's not something one has to search for. The key appears by chance, by serendipity. To be open to this requires an element of surrender and an element of faith. Another phrase that comes to mind for this setup is the magic of decluttering. In other words, Pluto's process of elimination makes way for the new. This pattern is in place until the beginning of July. Meanwhile, at the new moon, the Sun and Moon are in the midpoint of Saturn and Neptune, both in Pisces. This combination adds Saturn's reality focus to Neptune's open-hearted compassion, enabling one to take on board many different impressions, to follow one's dream, while at the same time being aware of the whole situation, family, friends, finances, etc. While Mercury, the planet of communication in the fast-moving sign of Aries, has a lot to say, and it's not just idle chat, there's a lot to talk about that's serious, and there are deep issues to explore. Bear in mind that Mercury turns retrograde on April the 1st for 3 weeks, slowing things down somewhat. Full Moon in Libra, 25th of March 2024, Lunar Eclipse. The full moon is just a few days after the spring equinox, with the sun at the beginning of Aries and the moon opposite at the beginning of Libra. And while Aries comes in with a burst of confidence and positive affirmations, there's a lot going on in the background. Plus, it's a lunar eclipse, setting up expectations for the next 6 months, until the next eclipse season. The balance between an Aries sun and a Libran moon is that between the dynamic innocence of Aries and Libra's instinctive awareness of relationships. The karmic focus of the eclipse is on Aries propelling us into action, while the shadow of the Earth falling onto the moon reminds us of the care and attention we need to spend on those close to us, accepting them for who they are, with all their needs and problems, as they accept us. Plus, at the full moon, there is only one planet in air signs, and that's Pluto, making an easy angle with the moon in Libra. This suggests the need to be aware of how power works in relationships. Who holds it? What do they do with it? Is the power used to empower, or is it used to control? Bear in mind as well that there are all sorts of subtle pressures around. The need to play the game while being true to ourselves. Also, the need to see behind the sweet-talking diplomacy and become aware of attempts at manipulation. Then, at the next new moon on April the 8th, a total solar eclipse will sweep across the continental United States, Canada, and Mexico. This will be the last one visible until August 2044. More on this next time. And for more astrological and spiritual musings, check out moonletter.co.uk.